Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As it just so happens, Alan, Prince Amukamara going to be on the show tomorrow, man.
Prince was a press guy, so I always like to get a lot of work against him. You know, me and Prince also played with each other in Jacksonville as well. You know, so we had a lot of experience of each other for the time in Jacksonville. So once I got to Chicago, you know, he was a familiar face, you know, so we definitely got some one-on-one reps during training camp as well.
Man, I loved hearing that. Prince Amukamara. Week 2, sick pick 6 against Seattle. Magical thing happened in the year 2018 as we welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, along with Dan Wiederer. I am Mark Grody, and yes, we are thrilled to have joining us here on The Score right now. It is Prince Amukamara. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is also proudly wearing Nebraska gear today if you're watching on Twitch right now. Prince, what's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, you guys? I'm happy to be on.
Prince, it's great to have you. I imagine that Huskers game was pretty exciting for you last night, huh?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I mean, and that's just great football, down to the wire, 2-minute drills, and then obviously a defensive guy being excited that a defensive back gets the interception to close the game. So that's the way to go. And then the greatest formation in football is victory formation, and Dylan Raiola gets it done.
We've got a lot that we want to get to you with, and one of the things obviously that's shaking the league right now is the Micah Parsons trade. And obviously you were a part of a trade in 2018 that enlivened the Bears locker room and the Bears defense, and it's the obvious comp of Khalil Mack coming to Halas Hall. What do you make, one, of the Packers acquiring Micah Parsons, and how do you compare it to what happened for you guys when Khalil walked in that building in 2018?
It's so funny because me and Allen Robinson, me and A-Rob have been following a lot of football simply because of the podcast that we've just started up. But that was one of the situations we were talking about, like what's going to happen. And we both predicted it would be a Khalil type trade, meaning it's going to be later in the season. The deal's going to get done. Micah is going to get his money, but it will be to a different team. And slowly but surely he goes to Green Bay. And it's shocking though for me because what A-Rob has taught me, usually the best players never leave the team. It's super rare. Like Tom Brady rarely hits free agency and stuff like Patrick Mahomes, I doubt will probably hit free agency or won't happen for a long, long time. But for Micah, for that to happen to Micah is, especially having a star in his helmet, it was super shocking. But David Mulligetta is a great agent, and he gets things done for his guys, and it happened. But it's going to make a huge impact on Green Bay. Everyone obviously is going to welcome him with open arms, and it instantly makes their defense better.
Yeah, it was a shock to the system of just about everybody, I think, in the city of Chicago, as we're talking to Prince Amukamara on The Score, the co-host to which he just referred. And you should listen to it and subscribe to it and check it out right now if you'd like. It's the Press Release Podcast, which, as Prince said, he performs that with Allen Robinson, both of whom played with the Bears, and especially on that 2018 team. Prince was here between 2017 and 2019. So what are you saying? Obviously, before the Micah Parsons deal to the Green Bay Packers, and I don't know if that changes your equation in the division, but I actually just want to ask you specifically about what you've been saying about the Chicago Bears on the podcast. When you look at this team, do you think that this is a team that is potential for the playoffs, or no, this is kind of a first-year head coach kind of situation where they are building something?
No, I don't think they're in rebuild mode. I think if anything, they're building onto what they already have with the coach. But I think when we look at an organization, when we look at a team, the position we look at is quarterback. And so we have that in the guy of Caleb Williams. He has his weapons. The defense is stacked, especially anchoring it with Jalen Johnson. So we have our number one corner. We have the recipe to win. And yes, Micah going into that conference, it kind of makes the road a little harder. But from what I hear, what A-Rob tells me about Ben Johnson, and just from seeing the clips of how anytime you get a new coach, you have to see how the players respond to the coach.
Yeah.
Are they having fun with him? Do they respect him? And from what I've seen and from what I've heard and read, they love him. And I don't know how people are going to take this, but I mean this in the best way. It's giving me like Matt Nagy type vibes, which 2018.
Right.
Matt Nagy type vibes, meaning we love Matt. Coach Nagy brought this type of energy where just play freely. We're going to have fun. You guys know the club dub, like just who cares if you make a mistake, just play hard. Mm. And I think that's the atmosphere. That's the energy that Coach Ben is bringing. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. I mean, it starts Monday with the Vikings, which I will be in attendance.
Oh,
on,
nice.
And yeah, and so it's going to be a great game.
Where are you going to be? Is it alumni weekend for the first game?
It is. And I thank you for saying that. I was afraid to say it. I didn't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm sure that they've talked about it. But yeah, and it looks like they're going to be they're going to be what's the word? They're going to be showcasing the Super Bowl team and you know, like Mr. Payne's Walter Payne's wife, Steve McMichael's wife. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Steve McMichael, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. No, we appreciate you confirming that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Prince, you beat me to it because the next place I was gonna go was to that 2018 season and the crossover from you were here in Fox's last year and you guys were a last place football team that then became a first place football team rather rapidly with a coach that became Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year, yes.
Yeah. What's the secret sauce that a team needs to feel buy-in in the new guy that takes over and is selling something?
Yeah, I think what we want to see is, okay, does this guy have a plan, right? Like this guy knows, this guy should have, when I say this guy, this head coach should have done his research, see how our team was last year, where we need to improve, where we're lacking, what our strengths are. And play up to it. And so I feel like Coach Nagy did that in saying with Trubisky, like, dude, like Trubisky threw, was it 5 or 6 touchdowns and a half against
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on. Trubisky goes to the Pro Bowl. And then when Khalil comes, I feel like we already had a pretty solid defense. Mm-hmm. Then when Khalil comes, it opens things up for Akeem Hicks. It opens things up for Eddie Jackson, me, Kyle. Like everybody just gets better, and so we truly have the recipe. And I hate the woulda, shoulda, coulda, but if we would have took care of what we should have taken care of against the Eagles, I think I think the rest is history because it was just that. That season was just so magical. It was like I was shocked that we lost. Like I really believed that we were going to win the whole thing.
Wow.
And even when I was on the Giants, my rookie year, I didn't feel like that. Every game was like, oh shoot, we got through another one. But the Eagles, and not to say we took the Eagles lightly, but we just had so much confidence. Like when we shut down the Rams 17-3.
That was awesome.
You guys have me reminiscing.
Oh, yeah.
Over here.
That was awesome.
But it's just like we were – and it just shows like how – it just helps us appreciate what KC has been able to do.
Yeah.
And just having that that just that standard of excellence for so many years. And your window is so short because there's so much turnover in the rosters and every year, and so it's so tough.
Because
2019 we weren't the same team.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that Rams game. Now I'm sorry. Wasn't it a cold night if I remember?
Yeah, yes. Sunday night
they
game.
They bring the jacket on for Todd Gurley, and I'm like, yes, we got him. Yeah. Like, you know, running backs are supposed to have no sleeves, supposed to be gritty, supposed to be tough, and he gets a jacket on the field. We're like, yes. Yeah. Like, as a defense, we're like, we got him.
It's on.
Eddie Goldman with an early safety in that game. I'm going to take you to another very specific moment in that season while we're reminiscing, because this was a big one for you on social media. Thanksgiving Day, Eddie Jackson gets a game-sealing pick at Ford Field.
Save the day.
To beat the Lions. And then the next thing you know, we've got another choreographed celebration with you as the front man. Can you take us through the your memories of that and then the reaction that that elicited amongst everybody on social media?
Yeah, so weeks before that, even throughout the season, so it started, obviously, we started taking the ball over a lot, like whether it's sack fumbles, whether it's interceptions, and we're like, hey, this is going to start becoming a theme. We have to be ready to do something. And so we would always have something rehearsed, and it would be something that was inclusive that everyone can do. And so that week we said we were going to do like a kind of like a boy band type thing. And then when Eddie got the pick, they just gave me the ball. This Prince, go. I'm like, what? And then, so I just went into performance mode, and then that's when it became the Motown or whatever it was. But yeah, we kind of like improv'd it, and it was it was fun.
Hashtag Bears sing to anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And send, and then therefore you were the choreographer, right? Prince, like, you were the guy who was second in command, because we know you were the top dog, but who was your vice choreographer?
Yeah, I would say Eddie Jackson. Eddie or Kyle, but it's funny because Kyle is not a dancer. You guys know Kyle's the demeanor. Like, Kyle's very serious, very very, very reserved. And so, but Kyle started getting into it, like, hey, you're right. Like, hey, let's do this and stuff like that. So I would say Kyle or Eddie.
What, wasn't Roquan a bad dancer too? Wasn't he famously bad?
He was a little stiff.
Yeah.
He was a little stiff, but he would have fun too. And I forgot about Roquan. That was, I don't even want to go back down that. That was probably one of my favorite times of playing football.
It really was. And I know, like, it's a regular season, and it was a heartbreaker in the end. But that season, it was an absolute blast. Like, a legit elite defense, just enough offense. And I know the offense never got to where everybody wanted it to be, but it was an absolute blast of a team. One more, like, question about the Bears of now, if we move back into. You did mention Jalen Johnson, you know, pointing out the Bears have a number one cornerback. I assume you're talking about Jalen Johnson. What makes him so good?
He's what coaches or other players would call is just a dog. Like, you can tell he wants to guard the number one. Like, he wants that responsibility. He's gritty. He goes and gets the ball. He tackles. He's an all around solid corner. And for the longest time, I mean, I still believe now he's still underrated and unintentionally disrespected. I think that there are a lot of not a lot. There's probably a handful of great corners, and I feel like his name doesn't get in the conversation as it should. But when you talk about receivers, like who's one of the hardest corners to go up against, Jalen Johnson's name comes up. I remember when I left, I would talk to A-Rob. I said, hey, like. Because that's basically, Jalen was basically my replacement. I think when I left, he came, and he was Kyle's, he replaced Kyle too. So when I left, he came, and I would ask A-Rob, I said, how, he said, oh yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be good. And I said, okay, well, shoot, I gotta accept that. You know, I gotta accept that. And he's very, very good, very disciplined. And you can tell he wants to get better every season, but he's super underrated. I don't know why, but hopefully he continues to play how he's playing and continues to get better so he can get the respect he deserves.
Prince, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking the time on a Friday to do it. We support the Press the Release podcast with Allen Robinson. We'd love to have you on sometime during the season as well. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Prince.
For sure. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely. That's Prince Amukamara, former Chicago Bears cornerback.
Former Good Guy Award winner as well.
Oh, we didn't bring that up to him.
We were talking about that earlier today. We, back-to-back years, Prince Amukamara and Allen Robinson were Media Good Guy Award winners, which, and you can see why from these interviews today and yesterday that you did with Alan Robinson.
Yeah.
These guys, they bring it, right?
They do.
They bring the insight that they're engaging, and it's really good to reconnect.
Coming up next, Hot Takes Gone Bad on the Raheemy and Harris Show on The Score with me, Mark Grody, and him, Dan Weederer, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.